This is Thomas B. Warren with a presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes on the International Gospel Hour. My friends, it's certainly good to have you in our audience today. We're glad that you're taking time out of your very busy day to think with us about the sacred things which are revealed to us in the Word of God. And we continue today our study of the question, upon what can you depend? Can you depend upon yourself, upon your own physical strength? Can you depend upon your intellectual power? There's a sense in which we have to depend upon both of those. But at the same time, we realize that either one or both of them can fail us. We can die with a heart attack in just moments. Our intellectual capacity at times can fail us, either through some physical malady or psychological. But friends, the Bible makes clear that we can depend upon the integrity of God. You can depend upon God to tell the truth. Now, either God has spoken or he has not. And if he has spoken, then he either means what he says or he does not. We have seen clearly already in our study that God has spoken, the Bible is the Word of God, and that he does mean what he says. We have already given some attention to the fact that God meant what he said in old times, that is, in times before the coming of Christ and the establishment of the church. We've seen this in the case of Adam and Eve, the people of Noah's day, of Sodom and Gomorrah, and of Israel. Now let me call your attention by further verifying this important point that we're making, that we can depend upon the integrity of God to do what he says he will do. We call your attention to Leviticus chapter 10, beginning with verse 1, where we find the account of Nadab and Abihu and their rebellious action against God. Now, the Bible tells us that Nadab and Abihu offered unto God strange fire, which he had not commanded them. It is simply not the case that God had said, thou shalt not use the strange fire, but what he had done was to authorize the fire that was to be used. And so Nadab and Abihu presumptuously decided that they would do that which God had not authorized, and so they offered strange fire. What was the reaction of God to this? The Bible tells us there in the 10th chapter of the book of Leviticus that fire came forth from heaven and devoured them in a moment. You see, we can depend upon what God says. He will stand behind what is written in the Bible. I doubt that there is a more important lesson for you and me to learn. In the 15th chapter of 1 Samuel, we find another account of a man in dealing with the word instructions of God, which brings out the point that we can depend upon the Word of God. We can depend upon his integrity to tell us the truth. You remember that God had given Saul instruction to go into the land of Amalek and there to utterly destroy all of the people, all of the sheep, and all of the cattle. But when Saul got over there, whether it was by his own volition or by the persuasion of others, as he later tried to plead, he decided to save the best of the sheep and the best of the cattle and to save the king, whose name was Agag. In the meantime, of course, knowing that this was so, God sent the prophet Samuel to meet Saul. And Samuel met him coming back home. He had with him the spoils of the sheep and the cattle and the king. And Samuel asked him if he'd obeyed God, and he said that he had. And Samuel said, then what meaneth the bleating of the sheep and the lowing of the oxen that I hear? Because, you see, if Saul truly had obeyed God, there would have been no sheep to bleat, there would have been no oxen to low, and there certainly would have been no king there with him. And Saul then tried to excuse himself on the ground that others had simply persuaded him into it. But Samuel made clear that God would stand by his word, that he demanded what he demanded, and that therefore Saul was now rejected from being king over Israel. My friends, there's a wonderful, marvelous lesson for us to learn in regard to this fact. There is also the case of Uzzah, who touched the Ark of the Covenant as it was being moved improperly back toward the land of Israel, and God struck him dead in a moment. My friends, when God gives instructions to how a thing is to be done, he means for it to be done that way and in no other. But our time is gone for today, and so I want to thank you for listening, and to plead with you to join us again for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour.